behind now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, greetings, everyone. Hope everyone's been having a great week and looking forward to a beautiful weekend. It's going to be very spring-like here in Bend. It's 65 degrees, blue sky, white mountains, just absolutely, absolutely gorgeous. And speaking of Bend, I am very, very excited to announce that I did secure the dates for Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior Intensive. It will be June 6th, 7th, and 8th. I still have the site open for pre-registration, so if you'd like to get some more information and receive a discount code, go to this podcast page on my blog. That would be warriormindcoach.com/blog, and this is the podcast number 175. There is a link on there to go to the pre-registration page to get some more information and be able to receive a discount code once I get all the other fine-tuned parts in place. But really excited about it. It's going to be 3 days. It's just going to be fantastic. It will include different types of warrior practices. It'll take some. There'll be some teachings. It's just going to be great. I'll detail all that for the follow-up information. So today, one of the things that I was looking at is my bookshelf. And if you're like me, a student of life or a student of history, you look at your bookshelf and there's so much information there, so much information. But I found that I started to look at more of the modern teachers. I was getting more of the what's big on Amazon now or what's big on the Times bestseller list. And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I want to talk today is about the wisdom of the elders and actually becoming a student of history. When you look at the indigenous cultures, there is magnificent amount of information that they have that can help us with developing our mental strength, to living a life of power, purpose, and passion, just to giving us guidance as to how to move through life. Because when we look at our life now, it's, you know, we think it's complicated. It may be complicated. It may not be complicated as much as it is noisy. We have access to the internet all the time. We have the, you know, phones and doorbells and people trying to get a hold of us, email, Twitter, texting, et cetera, et cetera. That's not really not being busy. That's just being noisy. And when we can remove the noise and see the type of and see what's really at the essence of why we're living and why we're trying, why we want to, how to become happy, the wisdom of the elders and actually being a student of history can teach us so much about how to develop the determination, the perseverance, and how to create a spiritual centeredness, and how to look at our emotions differently. And I just grabbed a few books off my bookshelf that I'm going to just mention. Right, one of the all time favorites is The Sacred Pipe. By Black Elk, or Black Elk Speaks, either one of those. And Black Elk was an elder of the Lakota tribe. And those books just give so much information. And so one of the challenges is when we start reading and studying the indigenous cultures, is the words, the language that is used to describe their rituals, their processes, their feelings, often doesn't do it justice, because most of the indigenous cultures, their life was experiential, right? They had a lot of verbal tradition that was handed down. A lot of it wasn't written. So when when Westerners tried to document a lot of this, it got lost in the translation. So one of the things when we're studying the wisdom of the elders is to not take the words for exactly what they mean, but look at what's the essence, what's the feeling behind these teachings. You can go also to Lapland, or what used to be called Lapland, in the Samis. So the Samis were up in the Scandinavian area, the Lap area, and they were basically the Native Americans of Scandinavia. And they have some wonderful, wonderful traditions about how to live in the cold and how to, and they were the herders of reindeers. And they have some fantastic traditions that we could incorporate. If you incorporate into your life, would be just add a little bit more flavor, add a little bit more texture, but not adding any noise. And then you look at some of the great books from Japan, right, in the samurai traditions. So like The Lone Samurai, The Unfettered Mind, The Book of Five Rings. These are all about Miyamoto Musashi, who is an awesome samurai. And you go into these books and you start to read them, and at first they're not easy, right? Because many of our Western culture books nowadays, within the past 10 years, have been very, very easy to read. It's do this, don't do that, and it's been very directive. But you go into these other books, like the Books of Five Rings, they do give some direction. However, the words, the interpretation, the flow of these directions are just wonderful, because you have to stop and think and contemplate and let your unconscious mind percolate on this for a while. So when we study the wisdom of the elders, it's not going to be a direct step one, step two, step three. It's going to be different. It's going to be, we're going to have to use our intelligence. Look at shinobi or ninjutsu parts. They had the esoteric Buddhism of Mikyo, and there's mudras and mantras and mandalas involved in that. And so you get all these three senses working on there, and that was their spiritual practice. So you look at a spiritual practice, and it's just full of rich traditions. However, there's not the specific telling you of what to expect and what the purpose of it is for. And that's what's so wonderful about the wisdom of the elders, is that their teachings are in stories. Most of them, if you go back to Native Americans and how they passed down their wisdom, many times it was in stories. And the stories allow us to project into it or interpret out of it what would suit our life. Because each person, right, has their different path in life and their different way and their different thinkings and their different beliefs. And if we give, like we're doing now in today's culture, giving step-by-step instructions, we're thinking it's a one-size-fits-all philosophy. Well, when you go back to the storytelling, they're not telling us what to do. They're allowing us to interpret out of it what is best for us to do in our life. And what's great about that is it's giving us back control of our decisions, of how we should move through life, as opposed to many of the self-help book today's and gurus that are telling us what to do. Now, neither one is better than the other. I'm just asking or suggesting that you perhaps go back to some of the old teachings, the ancient teachings, the storytellings of Malaysia and Native America and Aboriginal teachings and the Samis and the Huns. All of these have some great teachings around them that can add richness to our lives. Even the Vikings, and there's many ways to study them. Right, there's a site called The Great Courses, and they have great audio, video, and books on history. The library is full of them. You can even get some very good ones from the Gutenberg Project, some books that have been out of print, but you can download them in a text or a HTML file and start to read some of these older teachings, these wisdom of the elders. But really consider that. Consider maybe going back in time, getting into a time capsule, right, and going back in time and start to find some of these teachings, these wisdom of the elders, and really dive into it and really, really engage in it. And what I might suggest is to help you determine which culture you'd like to study. There's 23andMe and Ancestry.com will do a DNA test for you. So Ancestry.com has two. They will do a family tree, so you go look it up, or they'll do a DNA swap for you. And also 23andMe will do the same thing. So you order the package. The package comes in the mail. You put some spit into a container. You send it back, and they do a DNA test on you. Well, what this DNA test does is it takes your lineage back to its origin. So it'll take your mother's side and your father's side back to its origin, so you see really what indigenous culture you came from. And that's where I would start. That would be my suggestion. For me, it's Samis. I have Samis and some Huns also. So I study those, and then you go back and look at the old studies of them, and then you can bring them out to more modern ones, where for myself it may be the Vikings. But you go back to the older ones, the indigenous people. That's when they had a connection with earth, a connection with spirit, a connection with themselves. And yes, there were warriors then, right? And there was battles and there was fights and they're taking over things, and that's kind of what humanity is at points. But when you start to look at how they lived their life and what they thought was important may give some indication on how to live your life, what is important to you. When we take away all the noise, all the texts, all the Facebooks, all the Twitters, what really is important to you about life? See, most of this noise distracts us from what's important about life. Oh, we'll say, our health, or we'll say friendship, and we may give some off-the-cuff answers, but really, we're being so distracted that we haven't even given it much time what's important to us about our life. And when we can stop the noise and go back and get this wisdom of the elders and get their teachings and understand what was important to them and how they lived their life, we'll have the tools to start to change around ours. Now, I'm not saying that we have to stop doing the texting and all that. However, perhaps give it a break sometimes, right? Maybe on a Saturday or Sunday. Just unplug completely and get a book or do some studying from, go to a community college and do, take some history classes on some cultures that you'd like. But the point is to start to go back in history to understand what was important for, we might call it a simpler time, right? And bring that into your life. And how can you take the teachings of the Lakota, of the Shinobi, of the Samis, of the Aboriginals, how can you take their teachings and put it into your life so that you can develop that mental strength of a warrior, so that you can develop a life of power, purpose, and passion? Because you go back to those times, they all had passion about their life. They had power, their physical bodies. They were powerful. They had purpose. They knew what they were doing. They were directed. So when you start looking at how the wisdom of the elders can help us, there's magnificent. It's rich, rich with directions and guidance. And so I encourage you this week to go ahead and order one of those tests, the DNA test. I think 23andMe is about $98. Ancestry.com might be a little bit more, and it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to get the results back. You'll get back an email, and you'll be able to go online and see your profile. You may even see some relatives that you didn't know about, but then you can get into the richness of your indigenous culture. Where did you come from? And start diving into it and start embracing it. And it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience if you do this. So I really encourage you to take a look at that. And if nothing else, go get some great books on an indigenous culture. So, I'm getting some great feedback from everybody, and I would still love to get some feedback on this podcast, on past podcasts. What would you like me to cover? What subjects would you like me to cover? And if you have some questions, really make them kind of general questions, like how do you do this, or as opposed to very specific questions, because it's very difficult to answer a specific question that's something going on in your life on a podcast, because it doesn't really apply to anybody else. But I'm more than happy to answer some very general questions. So you can send those to me at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab. You can either send me a text message, well, not a text message, but an email, or you could send me a voicemail. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.